I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to the I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. We are in the studio with one of our amazing business resources, one of our founding business resources. So she has been on the show before with me. You guys might recognize Mrs. Vicki Streetmatter. Hey, Vicki.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to have you. It's one of those things where I always love being around you. You're such a great influence and pull out the best in me, but it's almost like I said, being in the principal's office because you hold us to a higher standard when it comes to our finances and living on a budget and being honest with ourselves. And so our weekly winning word this week happens to be honest, and we're really excited to give to our members, our community members, our business members of I've Decided, our brand new monthly success groups. And Vicki, you, along with Stacy Reed, who's a financial planner, are leading our I've Decided to Get Out of Debt and Improve My Finances, that success group. You guys are leading that on the second Thursday of every month. And I thought, honest is a good word. We need to be honest with where we are.
Yes, for sure. I'm so glad that we've got the group started now. We had the first one last month, and the next one is next week. And I'm excited to be at those and just listen to the people and just try to share with them the things that I've learned, becoming debt-free. And one of those was that I had to be honest with myself. You know, it's just one of those things. You have to be honest with yourself and recognize what you are doing that's not quite right. And
then you move on from there. Well, I think about AA. You know, I always say everybody needs AA. We all have something.
Yes.
We all have something that we need to work on. And that's kind of the idea behind these monthly success groups. We call them success groups. But it's about getting in a group of people who are like-minded, who have similar goals, whether it's to lose weight, to get out of debt, to be more productive, to open your own business, to build your brand, those kinds of things. But I think that very first step, if you go to AA or you do a behavior change, the very first step is admitting you got the problem.
Right, absolutely. You have to admit something's wrong. And you have to figure out exactly what that is and be honest with yourself about where you really are.
Yeah. So your story is pretty impressive, I think. And I think that's one of the reasons why I hold you in that high regard and why I tease when I say I feel like I'm in the principal's office, but not really. You don't make anybody feel bad. And that's the beautiful thing about you, is that you have this real sense of sincerity and honesty and caring heart. And it's because you know how it feels.
Exactly. Your story. Well, first, thank you. But yes, I do know how it feels. I remember that feeling like if it was just yesterday almost. I just felt overwhelmed and I felt like I was struggling because I didn't know for sure what to do. And I just finally, after months and months of fretting about it and worrying about it and wondering what was going to happen, I wanted my husband to help me. He was not of the mind to do that. So finally, one day I just sat down and I thought, I'm going to look at our finances. I'm going to look at that time, 13, almost 14 years ago, my check registry. I didn't have a debit card, so I wrote checks quite frequently. And that's what I did. I went back for a year's worth of the bank statements, and figured out where I'd been spending money. And to my surprise, when I was, looked at it and saw that, honest with myself, I was spending more money than we made every month. And that's it's kind of a hard thing to, you know, admit to yourself, especially to yourself, I think. That was the starting point for me, was getting to that, the truth.
I think probably most of us spend more than we make. And you look at the statistics and the research out there, and that's what it shows.
I think
that
you're
the
right.
Average American spends more money than they make. Which, how does that add up? I mean,
it's, you know, the thing is, you might not notice it at first, and you might be able to cover it, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul, using the credit card for a few things, and then, you know, trying to pay it off. Most people don't do that either, but it gives you that wiggle room, I guess you could say, and leeway. And a little leeway might be okay, but, you know, you get so much of it, it's not a good thing. You know, you go too far.
Yeah, you go too far.
And that's where a lot of people are.
I remember last year we had you were on the show, and we always love sharing success stories. And
right.
Maria Galindo, who's been a great example of what happens when someone joins the I've Decided community. She got tapped in, and she's in school finishing up her teacher certification. She met with you in a coaching session and learned how to live on a budget. And I remember she said, I can't believe how much money I have now, just simply because she figured out where it was going.
Yes, she figured out the truth. She knew where it was going. She was honest with herself and admitted those things and started to change those things. So when she changed that and stopped spending on those things that weren't as important, and prioritizing her budget, she had more money than she could believe, really.
She goes, I feel rich. I remember when she said that. I'm like, well, that didn't happen to me when I set my budget.
Yeah.
I wish that would have happened to me. But honestly, I'm teasing, but I could see how that could happen because you're just blowing money.
Absolutely.
And when you actually recognize, oh, my Lord, I'm spending $30 a week on Starbucks.
Right.
Well, you know, now you've got over $100 a month if you stop doing that. And you do kind of feel rich. But it's about assessing and being honest with yourself. So that was just a good story. I love sharing that with Maria and her coaching session with you, how she felt rich.
Yeah.
So to speak.
She's doing a great job.
She is doing a great job. And, you know, I think that's where these success groups are going to go. We're going to get more Marias. We're going to get more people showing up that are saying, okay, really, I am ready to be honest with myself. I'm ready to look at the picture that I've been avoiding out of fear, really, I think, and stick that stake in the ground and start working on debt. Well, we'll talk more when we get back from this break. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We are in the studio today with Vicki Streetmatter. She is a budget coach certified through Dave Ramsey, and she's been a business resource, a coach, a part of I've Decided since the beginning. You are one of our
right.
founding
since the very first
business
one. Yep.
resource. In fact, you got an award at the
yes.
Success
yes,
Gala for being one of our founding members, and I'm so thankful for that, Vicki, and thankful for
well,
you.
Well, thank
I,
you.
As I frequently say to those people that I highly admire and who have helped me get this I've Decided concept off the ground, you got one day when I have that purple jet, you got a seat on the purple jet.
Okay.
We'll be flying you around the world to help people get out of debt and get set their budgets.
I'm with you.
That'll be the day, right?
Yeah.
She's probably thinking, yes, you got to get this debt paid off before you get a purple jet, Kim. But one day. Okay, so you were sharing some of your story, and I think, you know, there's nothing better than when you have someone who has their own personal story, when you've actually lived through it. I think that's why, you know, with helping the ladies at Curves lose weight, and being their coach in that aspect, they can respect the fact that I've lost weight and have kept it off. And I think it's the same for any coach. when you're teaching someone something that you're an expert in, it's a good thing that you've actually had that same experience so that you understand.
Yes, that you've done the work, you've gone through it, you know what it feels like.
Yeah. But you said something when you were starting your story. You said, I was honest with myself. I sat down, I assessed the situation, and I was spending more money than we made every month. So I feel like a lot of us are in that boat. What do we do? What's the first steps? Like, if you're spending more money than you make, what can you do to stop that bleeding?
Well, I think the best way to do it is to kind of look at what you have to spend. You know, you have to buy groceries, you have to pay your rent or your house payment, you have to pay your car payment, the water bill has to be paid, the utilities have to be paid. You have to look at those things and prioritize those things. And then down below that, you'll see things that are not as important, okay? Less important. And so you have to look at those things and say, what of these things can I eliminate? You know, what can I either eliminate completely or what can I cut back on? You just have to look at those things and decide what can go. That's all. It's really pretty simple. It's hard, but it's simple. Some of those things just have to go away because you can't keep doing what you're doing because it's just going to get worse month by month.
Yeah, you got to change something.
You have to change.
And I think some of the things that we looked at, I just think about, you know, in my own situation, as I started writing out, looking at my check register, because I use debit card and checks, but it's all coming out of my check register, looking at where I'm spending things on things that I don't need.
Right.
You started to teach me that there's a need and there's a want.
And most people believe that they think they need it when it's really a want. They don't really know the difference, or they just avoid the
like cable.
Yeah, exactly.
Cable, you might think you need it, but you don't.
Right.
It's a nice thing to have, but if you're trying to pay off debt or you're trying to get your expenditure below what
to get even at least, you know, to be not spending more than you make, it's one of those things that could go. And sometimes it doesn't have to go. It just depends, and you have to decide. You have to look at those things, and you have to decide what can go and what can we keep and still, you know, be within budget.
Right. What are other places that you see people spending money where it might just be a need or a want and not a need?
Well, if a person, I'm going to use my husband as an example, he would buy lunch every day on the job, and he was a superintendent of a construction crew. He would take two or three guys in his van and he would buy everyone's lunch. So not only did he spend his lunch money, but he bought other people's lunch. Stuff like that.
So he's spending $20-$30 a day.
Yeah. Not every day, but I mean, he bought lunch every day for himself and sometimes others too. So, you know, things like that, or just even you yourself, if you spend $8 or $10 a day on lunch, that adds up to be a lot of money.
Oh, no, there's no doubt. Well, you figure 10, I don't know where you can go and not spend $10, really. Panera, Subway, everywhere you go, you're going to spend $10 on lunch.
Yeah, most people do.
And yes. So you figure if you're eating out lunch every day, 5 days a week, that's $50 a week. That's $200 a month.
Yes. That's a lot.
That is a lot. It's $2,400 a year. So if you've got a credit card, you could have a credit card paid off in a year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think we get in this mentality that sometimes you get in debt so long that you just are like, you don't even care anymore.
I think that's true. I think for the most part, I don't know if I want to use the word brainwashed, but we're just all so, we've been told over and over again, you have to have a credit score and, you know, you have to build up your credit and you have to borrow to do that. And so people just kind of fall into that and just go ahead and do it. And then they just get a little deeper and a little deeper. It just kind of comes kind of gradually, and you just keep, I need this, so I put that on the credit card. You just kind of just keep going further and further in.
Yeah.
And then it's really harder.
It sneaks
to
up on
get
you.
Out.
I hear people say a lot too, well, I use this credit card because I get points. What do you think about that? Because,
well,
I don't know. Every time I try to do that, I end up owing more money. I get in debt every time.
Well, here's the thing. When you use a card, it's proven, several studies have been done, that you spend more money than when you use a card, than when you use cash. You just do. And I think the people that get the points and, you know, the miles and all that, I think they spend way more because they want the points and they want the miles and they want the extra money. And so it's like they're just, you know,
spending money for the miles.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, if you use all that miles, but I don't know the percentage, but there's a huge percentage of people that have those miles that never, ever use them.
It just is one of those things that makes you feel like, got the mileage, and so that makes me
feel
good.
Or like that you're winning with a credit card company. It's kind of like Vegas. You don't usually win. I mean, they're the ones that are going to win. That's why, you know, they make billions of dollars a year.
Yeah. If they weren't going to win, they wouldn't be
doing it.
That's true. That's what you mean by the brainwashing.
Yeah.
You don't want to use the word brainwash because you want to hope that everybody's just kind of doing the best that they know how and they're not intentionally doing that. But at the end of the day, we were talking about it over lunch the other day about like going shopping, how they suck you in with, you know, Kohl's cash and all this stuff. And it's like, why can't they just give you the cheapest price? You know, wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have to negotiate or have coupons? Yeah.
Right.
You just know when you go into a store, you're going to get the best deal possible. That would be awesome. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We're in the studio with Vicki Street Matter. She is our budget coach, one of our awesome founding business resources for I've Decided and certified through the Dave Ramsey program. And we are really blessed to have her wisdom and encouragement to help us get better in our finances. And more importantly, just learn how to live on a budget and start getting out of debt, because we believe so passionately at I've Decided that debt can hold us back. It can keep us from achieving our goals and dreams, whatever it is that we desire to do. It prevents us from being able to invest in ourselves, from being able to make the decisions that we need to make to move us forward, because we're living paycheck to paycheck and we don't necessarily have the money to do the things that we need to do in order to get where we want to be. So getting out of debt really should be a priority for all of us. If you're in debt, it should be a priority to make sure we get that debt paid off. And I know I'm working on it. A lot of our members that are working with Vicki are working on it. You've heard some of their success stories. But I also not only want to thank Vicki for being a business resource for I've Decided, but this is a great opportunity for me to give a shout out to all the business resources who are a part of I've Decided. There's over 60 of them, and you want to know who they are, because these are the businesses in your community that are giving back to you, that they are pouring back in to our community. They care about you. They care about your success. They're a part of I've Decided. You know, it's not about being a marketing. We're not doing tons and tons of marketing for them. The reason why they are a part of I've Decided is because they want to give back. They want to contribute to the success of others. And I just think that says so much about them. And I don't know about you, but I like spending my money in businesses and with people who are contributors, with people who want to be a part of something great and to give back to their community. It just makes you feel good knowing that you're spending your money with those awesome businesses. So we want you to check them out. Go to ivedecided.org. You can click on business resources and see a list of all the businesses who support I've Decided and support you and your goals and your dreams, whatever they may be. And hey, if you haven't joined the community, that'd be a great time for you to do it. It literally takes 2 minutes while you're on the website. Again, it's ivedecided.org. We want you to join our community. And when you do, you will have access to all the pieces of the puzzle that you need to be successful in your goals and dreams. Well, we're talking about our weekly winning word, honest. One of the benefits that you get as a member of I've Decided is every Sunday you get a weekly winning resource in your inbox. And we have our weekly winning word and our weekly winning quote and a challenge for you and just something to keep you motivated and on track for success during the week. And this week it's all about honest. And Vicki, that's why I thought you would be a perfect guest for this, because in order to get out of debt, we have to take an honest look at where we are.
That's right. You really have to know. You have to figure it out, and then you have to be honest with yourself and say, you know, this is kind of my mess, if you want to say that. This is, you know, I kind of created this, so, you know, I have to look at this honestly and start to take the steps I need to get out.
Yeah. And there's little things that you can do that start to make a difference. Now, in the last segment, you were talking about that when we use cards, we spend more money, and that includes debit cards.
It does.
Can you explain that a little bit?
I guess it has to do with the fact that the money doesn't actually leave your hand. I don't exactly know, but I think the study that I heard was, I think that people spend an average of 18% more when they use a card when they use cash. When you use cash, it actually activates the pain center in your brain. You feel that leaving, you know, your hand, your wallet, whatever. You feel it. With a credit card, that doesn't happen.
Isn't that the most interesting study? I've read that before.
Even the debit card.
Yeah.
I don't think it's quite as much with a debit card that you spend more, but you do spend more.
Because it's not cash. They
right.
actually did. I know what you're talking about. I've seen that study where they actually hooked people up and they spend the cash and they can see the pain.
Yes.
And whatever lights up in your brain, and they know that's like the pain center. It's actually painful to spend cash.
Yes, it is.
We are that. It matters that much. But it's true, because it is, it's a necessity in our world. We know everything. You have to have cash to do the things that you have to have cash to eat. So I can understand it. And I felt it myself. I have had cash in my wallet and used my debit card instead.
Because you're saving it.
Yeah, for what? I don't know. I'm obviously not paying off my bills with it. But, you know, I hate it. I hate to spend that cash because it's like it's in my wallet. I'm like, it's in my wallet. It makes me feel good. And so I'll use my debit card even though I have the cash. So yeah. I know it's true for me, for sure.
Yes, it is. It's just one of those things. I think we just don't want to see that be empty. You know, we don't want to see the wallet be empty. I want to have something in there.
Yeah. So when you're talking and helping people set and create their budget, using and spending cash is a big part of it.
I really believe it is. Yes.
Is that what help us understand that a little bit. Like, well, how do you move from using credit cards and debit cards to using cash?
It's difficult for some people. Some others, not so much. I didn't have any trouble with it. But I didn't use a credit card very much, so that wasn't a real problem for me. But I advise people to use the envelope system. And I know that some people think that that's crazy, but I do. I still do. After 13 years, I still use the envelope system. My advice for people, if they don't really want to do it or they're just like scared to do it, is to find the categories that you overspend in. And then set a limit for those. Let's say it's restaurants and groceries and maybe shopping, clothing or whatever. Set a limit, put the cash in those envelopes and only spend that amount of money for whatever time it is, that week, that month, whatever. And if you run out, you're out and you're done.
Well, I know for me, one of the changes that I made, and I have gotten down, when I very first started with my budget with you, my grocery budget was like I was spending several hundred dollars at the grocery store, and I made the budget $200. And then I started using cash, And literally, since I started using cash, there are times that I walk out of the grocery store only spending like $155 because I'm using that cash.
That's great. It makes a difference. It really does. I wish more people understood that, but
yeah,
it's
so
hard.
That is one area where I for sure. So, hey, if you want to start somewhere, if you're like, I just don't know if I can spend cash, you can start using it at the grocery store. We got to take a break, but we'll talk more about that when we get back. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. I'm in the studio today with Vicki Streetmatter, and we're just talking about our weekly winning word, honest, and how it is so important to be honest with yourself, to assess where you are if you are going to start working towards getting out of debt, managing your finances better. And I tell you, this is one of those things. It's kind of like health. You know, we need our health. We have to live healthy. It's not an option. But we also need our finances in order. We need to manage our money wisely. If we're going to be successful, we have to have our health and we have to have our finances in order. And so I want to make sure I mention again that we've started these new monthly success groups. Very excited about these monthly success groups. It is a benefit to our members of I've Decided. So if you are a member of I've Decided, you can come to any of our success groups at no charge to you. It's included in your membership. And there are several of them, and you can see those on our website at ivedecided.org. But we're talking about Vicki's success group today, and it is I've Decided to Get Out of Debt and Better My Finances. And I want to mention, because I don't think we really were clear about this, is that these success groups are led by expert coaches, like people who are experts in their field who have experienced what they're teaching you. Vicki, you can be honest with everyone right now. You are 100% debt-free. Is that correct?
100%.
100% debt-free.
For 11 years.
Home and everything.
Everything.
Everything. Is that would that not be amazing? Maybe some of you are listening. You've already done it, and that's awesome. We'd love to hear your success stories. But I just, you don't, it's not every day you come across someone who says, yes, I am 100%, home included, debt-free. That's awesome. And you did it through the Dave Ramsey program, and then you became a Dave Ramsey certified coach. So can you help us understand what that means? And what that would mean for someone who would hire you to be their coach or participate in the monthly success group that's included in the I've Decided community memberships.
Well, when we first started to get out of debt, I wasn't following Dave Ramsey. I think I'd heard of him, but I was using another program that I'd learned about through ICC. And then a year into our journey, I read his book, The Total Money Makeover, and it just made everything that I'd already been doing seem right, and it made me feel more motivated and more encouraged to get going. And so actually reading his book sped us up, and we got finished in another one more year, which was 2 years. It sped up our process incredibly. And we just followed the plan after we were out of debt, then it's to save an emergency fund, and then it's to start saving for things like cars and vacations and whatever you want to buy or need to buy. And then, I don't know, probably 3 or 4 years after we were debt-free, I just said to my husband, I said, you know, I want to share this with other people. I said, I believe that most people don't even know that it's possible to become debt-free. So I said, I just feel this need that I need to share it so other people are aware. And so probably then about 6 months later, I signed up for Dave Ramsey's counselor training program and went to Tennessee and spent 4 days with his coaches and went through the process of how they coach people through. And I just wanted that. I mean, I know from doing the thing day in and day out, becoming debt-free, working on being debt-free and staying debt-free, I know how to do all that, but I thought, you know, I just want the expertise of his coaching team. So I went to Tennessee and got that that training, and I'm really glad that I did. It was a wonderful experience, but I just want people to know that it's possible to become debt-free. It's possible to, you know, have an emergency fund. I want people to know that when you're debt-free, you have options. You know, instead of, you know, getting up every day, I have to go to work, you know, because of this or whatever. I have this debt. When you don't have the debt, you're more free. You're able to make choices that you can never make when you're in debt. And I want people to have that experience. I want them to know what that's like.
You actually said one time, you're actually able to give more.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
When you don't have to worry about a bill or a credit card debt or a loan payment that's going to come through, when the opportunity arises where you feel like you want to give, your heart can do that.
Absolutely.
I know at the studio today, they're working on the St. Jude a-thon, which is amazing. St. Jude is such an amazing organization. And I think of that, you know, if you're debt-free and you're listening to something like the St. Jude-a-thon or any kind of fundraiser on the radio, or you want to invest in your personal development, you know, you don't have to go, oh gosh, will I be able to pay my bills and do that?
Right.
You already know where you are and what money you can contribute and what money needs to be set aside to pay the bills that you know you have. Those things that you have to pay, taxes.
Right. Yeah.
You can be debt free, but you still got to pay taxes, yeah. People. And your electric bill needs to be warm.
It's an amazing feeling just, you know, knowing that you are in control. And I think a lot of people think they're not in control. But when you start to look at your money and you start to make the changes that are going to make your finances better, you start to feel like you're in control because you are. And you just have to make the choices. And it's hard sometimes to make that choice, but it's just one of those things. It's like you're growing and you're learning and you're realizing that you can do almost anything you decide to do.
Absolutely. Success begets success. So, hey, start today. Don't wait. You know, another message that came out of our conference last week. It's time. The time to start is now. You don't need to wait until this or wait until that. Start today. You don't have to even spend any money to start today. You can show up for the next success group. Guests are welcome. You can come check it out. Meet Vicki in person. You can visit our resource center, which would be awesome. We'd love to have you come out to I've Decided the Garden. That's our resource center where dreams grow. And be a part of the success group to get out of debt, to start living on a budget, to be connected to other people who want to achieve the same goal and dream that you do. And just come see what it's all about. It's happening on the second Thursday of every month at the Garden, what's the time, Vicki?
6 to 7:30.
Yes. Second Thursday of every month, 6 to 7:30. And you can find that at ivedecided.org. And you can find Vicki on there too if you'd like to just work with her personally. Thanks for being with us today. Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you for having me.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?